Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Final Justice, Silent Justice Book 3, by John Deacon, is a riveting addition to the crime thriller genre, meshing intense action with deep psychological insights. This novel, part of the Silent Justice series, delves into the gritty, shadow-laden world of law enforcement, seen through the eyes of a protagonist who embodies both the relentless pursuer of justice and a haunted soul seeking redemption. Deacon's masterful narrative weaves a tale of suspense, morality, and the unyielding quest for truth amid the labyrinth of human depravity and legal complexities. Readers are drawn into a vortex of intrigue, where the boundaries between right and wrong blur, and where the pursuit of justice demands every ounce of strength, wit, and resolve. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the complexity of justice. In Final Justice, John Deacon delves deep into the notion that justice is not a black and white affair, but a complex web of decisions, consequences, and moral quandaries. This theme is explored through the protagonist's challenges in deciphering friend from foe and right from wrong in a system rife with corruption and deceit. The intricate plot unravels, showing that justice is often a pursuit fraught with personal sacrifice, and that the path to true justice requires unraveling layers of lies to uncover the raw truth. Deacon expertly demonstrates that in the quest for justice, one must often navigate through moral gray areas, questioning the very essence of right and wrong. Secondly, character development and dynamics. One of Final Justice's strengths lies in its rich character development and the dynamic relationships between characters. The protagonist, a deeply flawed hero, is portrayed with a depth that readers can empathize with and root for. Supporting characters, each with their own backgrounds and motivations, are woven into the narrative in a way that adds to the complexity of the story. This novel explores how relationships evolve in the face of adversity, how alliances are formed and tested, and how the characters' pasts shape their actions in the present. Deacon skillfully uses character dynamics to drive the narrative forward, making the story not just about solving crimes, but about understanding the human condition. Thirdly, moral ambiguity. John Deacon's treatment of moral ambiguity is a cornerstone of Final Justice. Characters are frequently faced with decisions that have no clear right or wrong answers, forcing them to act based on personal ethics, often in conflict with the law. This exploration of moral ambiguity raises questions about the nature of justice and the lengths to which one should go to achieve it. Through tense scenes and complex dilemmas, the book challenges readers to consider the implications of their own beliefs on justice and morality. Deacon's narrative suggests that moral ambiguity is not only inherent in the pursuit of justice, but is also a reflection of the human psyche. Fourthly, the psychological depth of crime. In this novel, John Deacon provides an insightful exploration into the psychology of crime, both from the perspective of the criminal and the law enforcement officer. The psychological battles, internal conflicts, and the sheer mental fortitude required to stay on the right side of sanity in a world filled with darkness are portrayed with gripping realism. Deacon draws readers into the minds of his characters, allowing a glimpse into the motivations, fears, and vulnerabilities that drive them. This psychological depth adds a layer of complexity to the narrative, making the story not just a crime thriller, but a profound examination of the human condition and the factors that drive individuals to the brink. Lastly, the edge of suspense and action. Final Justice excels in its ability to keep readers on the edge of their seats with expertly crafted scenes of suspense and action. John Deacon masterfully builds tension and releases it in explosive moments that leave readers breathless. The action sequences are not just physical confrontations, but are imbued with emotional stakes, making each moment feel vital and impactful. The suspense is carefully constructed, with twists and reveals that are both surprising and satisfying. Deacon demonstrates a keen understanding of pacing, knowing just when to tighten the suspense and when to unleash action, keeping readers engaged from start to finish. In conclusion, Final Justice, Silent Justice Book 3, by John Deacon, is a must-read for anyone fascinated by the complexities of justice, the psychological depth of crime and punishment, and the relentless pursuit of truth in the face of adversity. It offers much more than the typical crime thriller, providing readers with a thought-proving examination of morality, justice, and human nature. This book is particularly suited for readers who enjoy complex characters, intricate plots, and moral conundrums. Through its exploration of dark themes and its relentless tension, Final Justice provides a captivating experience that not only entertains, but also invites readers to reflect on their own perceptions of justice and morality. It's a compelling addition to the genre that will resonate with readers long after the last page is turned. If you would like to support John Deacon, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.